In a gubernatorial order announced last night on local station Radio Jonglei, Governor Chagur suspended two lawmakers from the state assembly with no explanation. The suspended MPs, Anta Bayak and Gabriel Gadluak, were appointed under the positions allotted to the South Sudan Opposition's alliance. State lawmaker Gabriel Gadluak, who represents Ayud County, says Chagur violated the assembly conduct of business and as such, he will continue attending sessions.
So are his convocation. It is an umbrella comprised of 8 to 9 parties. So I'm from FDP, Federal Democratic Party, under the leadership of Honorable Gabriel Changsen Chang, the Minister of Higher Education in South Sudan. Dina is from Tum, and I'm from FDP. He has no capacity to suspend me. The decision that he has taken, it is unlawful, and even it is against the agreement.
Gadluak describes Chagur's move to suspend the MPs as retaliation for MPs voting on Wednesday to impeach State Minister of Finance Abraham Riek Yuek for incompetence. Gadluak alleges the governor was unhappy because he is behind the misappropriated state finances.
Everyone knows that the decision of Honorable Governor on my suspension is related to the impeachment of the Minister of Finance. We defend the constitution of the state. We defend the right of the citizen in the state. We say if someone wants to violate the constitution of the state, the right of the citizen of Jonglei State, we should not even agree with that person. And that's the reason why it led us to call the Minister of Finance and present himself. The time he presented himself, we have seen the Minister of Finance is incompetent. He is so naive. He has no capacities and is skillful in the Department of Finance.
In response to a request for an interview, Chagur office manager Gadkek Gony said the governor accepted the interview but was not ready, saying he will talk to this program in his free time next week. Suspended lawmaker Anta Bayak also rejects his suspension and accuses Chagur of unilaterally opening a state bank account with the Ecobank in Juba and making himself and some of his bodyguards signatories to the account in a state of technocrats with the State Ministry of Finance. Bayak alleges the Ecobank account is linked to Chagur's private account with Citibank in New York, where about $50,000 collected from NGO's income taxes is diverted into his personal account each month. Bayak says he too will continue his work in Parliament.
I am not a member of executive whereby a governor can suspend me from my activities. So a governor have a right to suspend me on a party based on party issues, but he did not have a right to suspend me as a member of parliament.
South Sudan in Focus was unable to independently verify Bayak's allegations. Bayak says aside from Chagur's illegal activities of diverting state NGOs' taxes into his personal account, he also misappropriates local revenues generated from businesses. Bayak asserts that over 800,000 South Sudanese pounds is collected in taxes from the Jonglei business community each month.
The governor was protected, the minister, because you know that he's the one who managed the credit buy. Even the minister himself, he don't know where the credit buy is. He's the one who knows the credit buy. He also manipulated some money. He takes them for his accommodation here in Juba in a Crown Hotel. He sleep in a very expensive place where he sleep. He spend $400 per night.
Bayak says Chagur knows that if the finance minister tells the truth, his secrets will be revealed. In January last year, Chagur ordered humanitarian agencies and companies operating in the state to remit taxes directly to a new bank account in the Juba-based Ecobank, prompting much criticisms among Jonglei residents. Chagur said the bank account was meant to unify blocked accounts of defunct states, adding that signatories to the new account were chosen from officials who served in the defunct states. Grace Mathot, acting chairperson of the Jonglei State Assembly's Information Committee, told South Sudan in Focus yesterday the state has been operating without an approved budget since last year. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.